Okay, welcome back. My guest, John Blankenship, been building a contractor in Santa Barbara since his first house, 1971. And John, you kind of keep up on, if it's not your own complex, you keep up on what's going on in Santa Barbara and kind of the infamous one, the sad tale at 531 Chapala Street, known as Chapala 1. What happened with that and where is it at now?
Well, it's really unfortunate in the timing, and it was it took a little bit extra long to build it. They had 11 affordable units. There were said to be a lot of changes, and so by the time that it hit market at the 2 million mark, there were so many condos around. In fact, I wrote an article saying the tsunami, condo tsunami, jokingly, but it really. There was some on Coda Street by Leon Olson, and then there was whoever the fellow was at Anacapa at Casa Mina. There was another fellow out at Villa Lucero with 20 units. There were just a lot of projects all over the Lavender Court, the Carpinteria. So there were a lot of projects that all hit at that time.
And that roughly year would have been, well, 07, 06?
The Casa Mina came out in 05, and it should have sold, but it never adjusted the price. But when you come out in 07, 08, it was all over. The game was, the whole market was shrinking.
Now, you mentioned Chapala 1, 531 Chapala, 11 affordable units out of how many?
Out of 41.
Well, that's 25%.
Yeah, and they gave that up to be able to do the project, and it's huge, but it's empty right now. A lot of these the Casa Mina, they use it as vacation rentals.
Is that the one on Anacapa?
Yes, on Anacapa.
Yeah, I remember them trying to right. They tried to sell it as timeshares at one time.
They tried about everything, and I think the vacation rental is their only option right now.
And Chapala 1 never sold.
No.
Do you think if they hadn't had to have the 11 affordable housing, would that have?
No, it really doesn't make any difference. It's timing is everything. And so you saw Paseo Chapala there, the Vermont project at the corner. They had a couple units left over, and then right behind them was the 121. Which was done by Luria.
Tom Luria.
Yeah. And they were all nice units.
I sold one of those units. I sold the only studio, and it is fabulous. The construction, I don't know. I know you don't want to badmouth one to the other.
Oh, no.
But the 121 seemed to be a little nicer in certain respects.
Well, everybody tried to outdo the other in the amenities of how much granite can you do, and it was a really a market that was saturated at the time. There's only so many people coming. And the one then that was a surprise was on Chapala also. It's the Andalusia, the one by, again, by Leon Olson. And they were successful even in this market.
Well, but let's let the caveat, there were two developers that took two of the seven units?
Yeah, that's affirmative. Yes, they did.
And the third one, they took the two top penthouse ones, and the third one was essentially sold, although it didn't close right away after they hit the market. But there was a guy they had, and he ended up paying $4 million.
Right.
And they pretty much had him. So they almost had three big, sold.
Yeah.
And then the four on the second floor sold, two sold right away. I think there's only one left.
It could be. I just know that one, that it was a special doctor, the top in the world, and he just wanted that. So it was a savior.
Well, I tell you what, one thing they did that unfortunately 121 West De La Guerra and Paseo Chapala, which is on the corner of De La Guerra and Chapala, is that they're not a lot of single level units.
Right.
They for the architecture, they wanted that beautiful thing. And the one on the Andalusia, he has like private elevators. I know you've done some of those units. You come in your own private elevator, right to your own unit, but single level.
Right.
And is it the architecture? Why? Because I think that they both said on Paseo Chapala and West De La Guerra 121, You're trying to sell it to people who want to retire, maybe second home in Santa Barbara. They want single level. Why architecturally were they kind of forced to do two-story?
Well, it's the flat versus the where you have the stairs inside, and it just it seems like you have to make a choice one way or the other. Do you have somebody living above you and somebody below you where the noise, or do you have your own unit, which means you're vertical, so you go up and down stairs because the dirt's so small.
Right, so it gives you the advantage. A lot of people wouldn't love being above or below someone,
right.
But apparently, maybe I think the trade-off is they would,
yeah,
rather than do the stairs because that's what happened at least in some of those cases. You know, we could go on, but we're out of time.
Okay,
thanks so much for coming down.
Great
here.
Being here with you, Mark.
I think you did a better job than Jim Buckley.
Well, I'll have to tell him.
I'm kidding. We'll call it a tie.
All right.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Jim Buckley, my guy. John Blankenship, and we're going to take a quick break. Come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.